All right. Well, I've been buzzing back and forth, but did you happen to mention that our volunteer that's sitting here this week is actually has his picture in this week's paper? Because he's a high jump champion, and he's heading off to the provincial competition. We were just talking during the break about what a long drive you've got, Cole, who's moving over to the microphone.
Yes, we're going to get him.
Welcome, Cole.
Cole
has been learning the technical aspects behind the scenes, controlling the sound and audio and stuff like that. Hi, Cole.
Hi.
So that's exciting that you're heading off to the provincials. And I hear it's a sort of, I didn't put it in the paper, but I sort of hear informally that it's the first in a long time for VCI going off to the provincial track and field meet in Windsor.
I'm definitely the first from the new VCI, the recent school built. But I'm not sure about the old school when that would have been. But at least the teachers that I'm dealing with right now, they've never sent a kid.
Is that right? Wow. Mm-hmm. It seems to me I remember back in the day when I was there, kids were going off to EOSA, but I don't know about OFSA, which is the Ontario Federation of Athletic Associations for all high schools. And now your specialty is the high jump. That's the only event that you were entered in, and you placed fourth in the regional competition in Belleville, and that qualified you to go on to the provincials. How do you train for high jump? Like, how do you make yourself jump higher and higher?
A big part of it is the approach. That's probably the key. Once you learn generally the form to get over the bar, the approach helps a lot. Getting your steps lined up so you jump from the same spot every time at the same speed.
Wow.
Because as the bar goes up, you want to keep a steady speed, or else you'll be kind of messing up your steps or stutter stepping when you get close. So.
But how do you know where to start from? I mean, do you get there ahead of time and sort of count your steps back, or what do you?
Usually you'll get there and they'll allow you, I don't know, maybe four or five practice jumps at a height like 155 centimeters or somewhere around there. And you can get a measuring tape and you can measure out how far and then however far it has to be at whatever angle. And then you can put two pieces of tape, you're allowed. None in the jumping area, but in the kind of
so that you
area.
Know as you're approaching, you want that foot there and then another foot somewhere so you get that perfect launch.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow.
Most people, what they do is they have a three-step beginning to their approach, kind of three. They almost look like people compare them to like a gazelle or something like that.
I was just going to say, it's that sprinting kind of thing.
Yeah, there's usually three to set your pace, and then or to set your distance, and then there's, I don't know, maybe six or seven.
To get momentum?
Fast, like a sprint pretty much. And then the last step is a plant, and then you go up over kind of backwards or sideways.
Is it still called the Fosbury Flop?
It is, yeah.
It is, eh?
Yeah, there was the original ways of doing it were the barrel roll or scissor kicking.
Yeah.
But once the Fosbury Flop was kind of discovered, people were getting much, much higher because you don't have to have your whole body mass above the bar.
You're just kind of sending the bulk of your body over and your legs just kind of go follow you over.
Yeah, it's more of an arcing motion.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know that photograph that Coach Robin Waller, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
That he took, he's the gym teacher and high school coach at GDHS, Glengarry District High School. It just looked like an Olympic photo. I mean, you were poised in perfect flight right over the pole. And that's really, so who's taught you how to high jump? Has it been the VCI?
Until now, it's kind of been self-taught. Just recently, I had two kind of meetings with a friend of my dad's actually that got a college scholarship for high jump and triple jump.
Wow.
So he gave me a lot of pointers on my run up and approach and everything like that just to get it really consistent.
So it's a lot about style. I mean, you have to have that jump at the end, but it's really the style that's going to make your jump successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just have to be consistent. That's probably the main thing. Because once you start going a little bit faster, taking just slightly bigger steps, then
you're not going to be in the right
place.
Could
be too far from the bar, or too close.
Wow.
And that's really all it comes down to when you're getting to.
And do you run at it straight on or sort of at an angle?
It's in a bit of an arch. You come in straight, maybe I don't know, 3 meters or so, beside the mat. And then for mine, it's 12 meters away from it.
Okay.
So, and then you kind of, it's kind of hard to describe, but you run in a straight line to get most of your speed.
And then you
the
kind of weave around just at the end.
More towards the end, yeah.
And do you have a place to practice at home, or are you doing all your practicing at school?
No, I've practiced twice at school with the mats that we have, and everything else is just practicing kind of a few different drills just to, I guess, condition my legs.
Really? I would have thought you would have spent a lot of time running up to the... I know when I was a kid, we had, you know, when it was track and field time, we had all the stuff at home, and we had like a bamboo pole and a high jump and stuff.
Yeah.
And sawdust. We had the whole nine, I was going to say 9 yards. I don't know if it was 9 yards, but I don't know how you can get that good without practicing at home. You must...
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Wow. Yeah, so are you excited about going? Are you the only student heading off from this area to Belleville?
Not to Belleville, sorry,
to Windsor?
I know there's a few kids from Charlan. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but within 40 minutes of here.
Right. And are you traveling up together? Or?
No, actually. Charlan has a passenger van of 7 kids from their kind of area to a few different schools. And there's CCVS, I believe it is, in Cornwall.
Right.
We haven't heard back from them yet. So I'm probably just going to end up going up with my dad. And we have to meet up with a coach once we're there to sign off for me to get my the number and the bib and everything. And then I should be good to go.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing how you do. That's just so great to have a VCI student heading off, and that's great that you did so well with your jump. Well, do you know what was the first place jump? How high was that one?
First place was 185 centimeters.
And you were?
170.
So that's about 4.5 inches higher. Boy, that's not a lot.
No, once you get that high, it's really, really, it comes down to the first few steps. And
yeah, just
really
because
stuff.
You're talking in centimeters, so what's your height in centimeters?
170. Oh, you mean my height?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Are you jumping as high as yourself?
It's about...
170 divided by 10 is 17 times 4, that's inches. 40 and 28, that's 68 inches. That's 5'8".
Then it would be about at my shoulder, I guess. Just above my shoulder.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that story. We really put you on the spot, but I thought, what a coincidence that you're sitting here volunteering. You've been here the last couple of weeks. So thanks for sharing and safe travels. Hope your dad lets you drive.
And we're looking for a full report when you get back next week.
Okay.
All right, for sure.